This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. From a story in the Daily Montanan, a federal judge has halted an expansive logging project in the Kootenai National Forest, often referred to as the Black Ram Project, after finding that the U.S. Forest Service made critical errors in evaluating the project, especially the impact of logging on the habitat and behaviors of grizzly bear. The Black Ram Project encompasses more than 90,000 acres of federal forest land and includes clear-cutting some areas, selectively harvesting timber from others, and completing more than 90 miles of road construction. U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy said in his 62-page ruling that the Forest Service had violated several federal laws, including the National Environmental Policy Act and the Endangered Species Act, in approving the project, and sharply criticized the U.S. Forest Service for not using up-to-date information or the best science available. Judge Malloy said the United States Forest Service did not follow the law when considering the logging impacts to grizzlies. The Forest Service relied on a statistical method for estimating the number of grizzlies living in the area, projecting a modest increase in the population there, while actual data based on field reports showed that the number of bears is dwindling. Statistical modeling is scientifically accurate, but documented deaths of female bears cannot be ignored, Judge Malloy said in his ruling. Because the agency either ignored or discounted materials presented by the plaintiffs, which included the Center for Biological Diversity, the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, and the Native Ecosystems Council, Judge Malloy ruled the biological opinion on grizzly bears prepared by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service was flawed, and the Forest Service's reliance on it was arbitrary and capricious. Judge Malloy said the agency went to great lengths to twist data to arrive at a conclusion that supported the project. Judge Malloy pointed out that in addition to relying on faulty grizzly population estimates, the Forest Service's proposal also failed to take into account the roads that impact grizzly habitat. Judge Malloy said, because the USFS does not include illegal motorized road use that it knows occurs into its calculation, the court is being asked to chisel that which must be precise from what the agency has left vague and indecisive, he said. Illegal road use and breached barriers were not the only reasons why the judge halted the logging project immediately. He said the plan also failed to accurately characterize the climate impacts that the project would have. For example, the United States Forest Service said that the short-term loss of carbon via carbon sequestration would be outweighed by future healthier forest growth. But Judge Malloy said, this assertion is not backed up by a scientific explanation. While the USFS did address climate change in the environmental assessment through the forest and project carbon plans, merely discussing carbon impacts and concluding that they will be minor does not equate to a hard look. Judge Malloy continued, the National Environmental Policy Act requires more than a statement of platitudes. It requires appraisal to the public of the actual impacts of the individual project. With all in agreement that climate change as a result of carbon emissions is an increasingly serious national and global problem, USFS has the responsibility to give the public an accurate picture of what impact a project may have, no matter how infinitesimal they believe it might be. They did not do so here, Judge Malloy said. In Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, a unique summer job involves leaping off a moving boat to deliver mail. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin is the only town in the U.S. that features this unique occupation, a 150-year-old tradition. Postal delivery for the town entails making 45 to 60 jumps from the boat to residents' docks every day, often attracting hundreds of tourists who observe the jumpers' feats during guided tours. Every season, six jumpers, usually local teenagers, are chosen to join the mail boat, the Walworth, following a competitive tryout period. Boat Captain Ray Ames operates the Walworth II, Lake Geneva Cruise Line's double-decker mail boat. Captain Ames said, "We'll carry anything that the post office gives us and we'll figure out how to get it there," and he means it. They've delivered items ranging from flat-screen TVs to heavy patio umbrella bases. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.